For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, Marion the Librarian has passed away.
You know, Barbara Cook, at the age of 89, I think for many people that will be a completely unfamiliar name unless they are fans of original cast recordings.
Well, not only The Music Man, where she was Marion the Librarian, but also that fiendishly difficult recording of Candide, where she plays Cunegonde and sings these unbelievably high notes.
She came at a very lucky time. It was a golden age of Broadway sopranos, and even in Hollywood, Catherine Grayson singing in Hollywood during that period of time. But coming up at about the same time, Edie Adams, Nancy Dussault, Barbara Cook, extraordinary Broadway sopranos. And Barbara Cook was not originally cast as Cunegonde. It was offered to Edie Adams first. Do you remember Edie Adams, the Muriel Cigar Girl? She was
right.
She was married to Ernie Kovacs.
And she could sing those notes, too.
Oh, yeah, she could sing like that.
Wow.
But she was advised by her agent to take another Broadway show, Lil Abner, which was going to be a greater commercial success. Well, of course, it was, but Cunegonde became a legendary role. Subsequent to that, she, Barbara Cook, gets The Music Man, sings Till There Was You, My White Knight, that whole glorious score. Not known to people, maybe, because she did not do the film. To do those films during that period of time, you had Shirley Jones or nobody. Shirley Jones, who could also sing like that, did Carousel, Oklahoma, Music Man. But then when it came time for She Loves Me, once again, Nancy Dussault, Edie Adams, Barbara Cook, getting callback after callback, and the role went to Barbara Cook, who got to sing the Ice Cream Song, which became a signature song for her, even later into her cabaret years. She lost a big piece of her career subsequent to the Golden Age, alcoholism from which she suffered and about which she spoke very frankly, including in a memoir, but went on to triumph as a cabaret performer, Carnegie Hall, additional recordings, Kennedy Center honor. I was privileged to see her a few times, including last year at the Tony Award party in Los Angeles, where she received the Julie Harris Award. In a wheelchair, but still vibrant, vivacious, Barbara Cook, and was able to have a conversation with her. An extraordinary performer, a great loss. So, you know, those of you who don't know the name, tell Alexa to play it for you or get out your old vinyl and listen to the extraordinary recordings. The must-listens are Glitter and Be Gay from Candide, Till There Was You from The Music Man, and The Ice Cream Song from She Loves Me.
And I found it very poignant that her very last meal, by request, was
ice cream. The legendary Barbara Cook.
So, Macbeth. Act 1, Scene 1, which number 1 says, when shall we three meet again, in thunder, lightning, or in rain? How prophetic for this year's run of Macbeth. Rain out after rain out, we finally got to go.
I got to see it as well. I took my niece and nephew, age 18 and 15, and they loved it, and as did I. I thought it was a strong production of Macbeth, traditional in its treatment, and Lisa Vitrano deliciously evil as Lady Macbeth, and Matt Whitten doing very well indeed. It was interesting to hear the ongoing critiques of teenagers watching this, and they were having a good time, but they're also a discriminating audience.
Well, a couple of things that were new for me. I'm so tired of the traditional Halloween pointy cap witches over their cauldron. This was something new. They danced, they sang, they had wild goth costumes in red and black.
I don't know if I have ever seen a pointy-hatted witches in Macbeth. Anywhere ever you have seen that.
Well, maybe I haven't seen it exactly, but that's the sort of the spirit. These ugly hags bent over a steaming cauldron, adding body parts of small animals.
Well, which is what they do, you know, in Macbeth. Yeah, it was a fun reinvention of the witches. Little touches like that, but still a fairly traditional rendering of Macbeth, and it is ongoing. It'll continue through the 20th, so weather permitting, people can still see it. And I was just so delighted when I went back, because the first time it got rained out, Macbeth's microphone went out. You know, it's the curse, right? But everything went perfectly. I even had a good spot on the hill. It was great.
Macbeth is not the only Shakespeare locally down at the Chautauqua Theater Company at the Breton Theater. Romeo and Juliet opens tonight and runs through the 18th.
I think that Romeo and Juliet provides a wonderful opportunity for the ensemble that they assemble down at Chautauqua Theater Company, a plot that is focused on the trials of younger people. I got to meet, just by accident, the Juliet when I was down there. She's appropriately lovely for Juliet, and it promises to be a strong production because these actors are powerful.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.